Now, I wonder if I could ask you to turn to Psalm 15. And I want to just, and I think on the subject of the character of the believer and on the church, standing for who we are and what it means. So you grab a Bible at the end of a row if you don't have a Bible, and Psalm 15 is, you know, a little, if you open in the middle, you get Isaiah, and then you go left. So Psalm 15 says this. It's a psalm of David, and he says, "O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill?" Do you want to walk with God? And do you want to be like, you know, did you ever have the cartoon Ziggy, the little tiny round-headed guy that would climb the mountain to go and talk to the wise one on the mountain, and then they would say something so silly, and you just think, oh, dear, is that what passes for wisdom today? Nobody here saw that. I'm sorry. Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks the truth in his heart. Who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change. If you make a commitment and then you realize, oh no, the commitment's going to pinch me. I know I said I'd be a member of the church, but I can't do the stuff that you're asking me to participate in because I'm busy. I got my other life to tend to. And I know when you set aside things, that's good for you, and I hope other people will come. No thanks. Right? I'm not saying that every day is a holy day of obligation and anything the church puts on you need to attend, but we do have a covenant that we make to each other, don't we? And here's what I agree. If I'm a part of this, I'm in. Count me in. Swears to his own hurt and does not change. Who does not put out his money at interest. I don't know what to tell the bankers about that. And does not take a bribe against the innocent. Obviously, Jim didn't mean he's going to take a bribe for the answers for the quiz night. You know, ha ha ha. It was so obvious because of the character of the man we know that that had to be ironical humor. And the room was filled with laughter because he would never do that. And he who does all these things shall never be moved. That's enough of Psalm 15 to read. And did you keep your finger in Romans chapter 9? That was a bit of a preach. Look what it says. I'm speaking the truth. I'm not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and increasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They're Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Christ is God, Jehovah's Witnesses. Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Knock, knock, knock. Jesus is a God. Because we like the direct article that doesn't exist anywhere in any Greek manuscript. That's why you shouldn't follow Jesus as God, but a God. He's actually the Archangel Michael. Could we come in and talk to you more? Would you come to the Kingdom Hall and study the Bible with us? We say Jesus is a God, not God. And you say, well, I read Romans chapter 9, verse 5. He is most certainly God. You know? Would you like to come to our Bible study? Because I think you've been studying in the wrong place. And there's two. One's the pro, and one's the disciple. So Jehovah's Witnesses on your doorstep, always speak to the disciple. They're in a trap. They're getting trained to stay. They need set free. And a trainer who loses enough disciples might stop and go, what are we doing here? Why am I failing at this? But you people, you shouldn't say, oh, Jehovah's Witnesses, don't open the door, don't open the door, don't open the door. You should know your Bible, and as God delivers them into your hands, deliver the gospel. But don't invite them in, because they'll go to your neighbor and say, oh, it's just at their house. Oh, yeah, we're great friends. Don't vouch. That's how it goes. The Christ who is God over all, blessed forever, amen. Yeah. Do you not read that and go, huh, that's my guy. I'm down with that. You know, you gotta. And is your conscience a place of witness to the Spirit of God? Do you hear that question? Is your conscience a place of witness to the Spirit of God? Shall we do it? I don't know. Come on, well, here's how it'll work. We'll just do that. I don't know about that. You know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. Well, we have to do that. Look, our conscience insists that we at least do that. Right? Is your conscience a place of witness to the Spirit of God? Are you a representative of God wherever you go? And when you're there, is God there, speaking as it were through you? This is the experience of Paul.